It Beis Amad Aleph, let us again start from the middle of the Amid, from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says as follows, Nan hayu boitkin oison b'sheva hakiris. If Eidim nefoshes came to say Eidis that Pliny rotzach has a nefesh, so Bezen was boitik them with seven hakiris. Be'eze shebua, which shmiteh, this was which Shemitah in the Yovel, the seven Shemitahs in Yovel, which one was this? Be'eze Shane, which year in the Shemitah? Be'eze Chodesh, which month? Be'kama B'chodesh, how many days in the month? Be'eze Yom, which day in the week? Be'eze Shah, which hour of the day? Be'eze Mokim, and where did the crime take place? Where did the Ratzicha take place? Usnana, we learned in the Mishnah, Ma Ben Chakires Lebdikis. There are chakiris, these are the seven chakiris, and then there are bdikis. Bdikis were, for example, what clothing the Ritzayach wore, with what weapons did he kill the Nirzach, etc. Ma bein chakiris lebdikis, chakiris oma echad mehem eini yedeya. If by the chakiris, if one of the two edims did not know the answer to this question, edusam betela. The Eidus is bottle. Bedikis, afilu shneim oimrim einanu yoidim, Eidus and kayemes. Vavinen bo, so we asked, why is it that way? Maishno hakiris, umaishno bedikis. Why is it by the hakiris that each one has to, why is it by the hakiris that each of the Eidim have to know exactly the answer to the hakiris, umaishno bedikis? From Rinan, so we answered as follows. Chakiris oma echad mem eini yedei edusam betelem. If by the chakiris, one of them doesn't know, the havila edish yata yochel azima. So you can't be mazim, you cannot be mazim the edim. Because each of these chakiris is an oifen to pinpoint the mokim and the time where these edim are saying that they saw the edis. In order that if they're Eidim Nizaimim, so you should be able to be Mazim them. How could you say that you were there at this and this time? Imanu Ayisim. So Memele, so all the Sheva Chakiris are Ifanim to pinpoint this man in the Mokim that they were here, and in order to be able to be Mazim them. So if they did not answer one of these Chakiris, it's Eidi Shiyata Yochel Azima Eidei Chakirizu, and the Torah wanted that each Chakiris should help to be able to be Mazim them. Bedikis, Eidish at Yochel Azimai. Bedikis, afilu, they will not know the begodim that the Ratzeach wore, it's still Eidish at Yochel Azimai. Let us again see Rashi. Hoyu boitkin oisol la Eidin nefoshes, b'sheva hakiris. Mikroi nafkelon b'sanhedrin bahi pirke. That there are seven hakiris. Shevua shmita, be'eze shmita shel yoivil. Sheyesh by sheva shmitas, there are seven shmitas in Ayoivu. Beize shone shel shmita. Beize chodesh bashone. Bekama yomim bachodesh. Beize yoim b'shabbos. Be'echot b'shabbos. Oy b'sheini b'shabbos. Oy b'shlishi b'shabbos. Oy yech min acherim. Which day of the week was it? Usnan ma bein chakiris lebdikis. Diktoni hosam akirim atem oisoy. Hesreisim boy. These are the bdikis. Bamei holgoi, besayif holgoi, oy baririm holgoi, kelov shchayrim oy lavonim, v'chol amal bebedikis areze meshubech. Uma bein chakiris anach sheve kamaise lebedikis oychanios. What is the difference between the chakiris and the bedikis? Chakiris ama echad eini yedeya beechad mehem, v'afilu b'shoy soim reini yedeya dusim b'teile. Da'avala eidi shiata yochal azima. Rachmona oma v'dorshu ha-shoiftim heitei v'hine eit sheker hoi v'asisam loika shuzomim lasis. Eidish ata yochel akayim bo teiris ha-zom if it is an eidis that it is possible to be mazim dem havi eidis v'iloi loi v'azom eina ela v'imono ha-yisim bo isa yoim bo isa shosh atam oimrim shrisim eidis zu b'mokim ze ha-yisim mono b'mokim ploini. That is ha-zom. If the Eidim will say on one of them, afilu b'chakiris, the eize shah, eine yedeya, shuv einach yochalay malay, imi ha'yisa ba'yisa shah. If there's missing the chakiris of the shah, so memele, you can't be mazim them and to say that you were with us the shah. You could still be still possible to be mazim them if the edim azimim will tell us that the whole day they were with these edim. Im yavoyu edim v'yemru kol ayoyim heyisim imonu. Miyubatzchalu teires hazome min chakireis hashois. Aval kaponim, the chakira of shois is not helping to make it possible to be mazim them. V'rachmona rabbi sheva chakiris b'gzeire shoved heitev heitev b'sanhedrin. V'dikis ki omre nonu yoidim, if they'll say we don't know, eidish hayato ato yochel azimohi, she'ein azomet luya behem, that azom is not dependent on the b'dikis, ela b'chakiris. D'mai monu ayisim yeshloime b'keilim shchoirim oy levonim. I had a shtikal ha'or, Rashi says in the B'dikis, one of the questions of the B'dikis was, his chesem boy, were you masre him? Were you masre him? So l'chayre, if they say they don't know, or they weren't masre him, so how could you kill him? Why, the bishleim by kalim, it's good, but by hascho, you can't kill someone if there was no hascho. So Shlomo Rosengarten wanted a taina that Rashi just means to say that the difference between chakiris and bdikis is that that chakiris, if they don't know, it doesn't have a teiris edis. Whatever they said, you can throw out of the court. It doesn't have a teiris edis because edis shatiyach alazimah. If they didn't know if they were masre or not, or they weren't masre, so their edis, we don't have an edis of hasro, so maybe I can get other edim on hasro. That means it doesn't, here we're just saying by Chakiris, their Eidus doesn't have a Teiris Eidus. By Bdikis, whatever they're saying has a Teiris Eidus. If we're missing another Yediyah, so perhaps that can become Nishlam through different Eidim. That is the difference between Chakiris and Bdikis. Before we go further, let us see Teisvis. Be'eze Yoyim, Teime. So Taisvis asks, why do you need Sheva Chakiris? Kivin dekvar kivnu yoim echad l'chaydish. If the Eidim, you asked the Eidim which day of the month it was. They both said it was the third day in the month. So it's the third day in the month, and the third day of the month was on a Monday, so Fashteitzich, it was on Monday. Lama l'mishalinu be'eza yoim. So what is the purpose of asking them which day of the week it was? If I know the day of the month, automatically I know which day in the week it was. V'haloi, and they say, Nachman, not only it's not necessary to ask them, whatever they'll say is worthless. V'afilu, v'loi, afilu, loi, kivnu, eizayoy. Let us say we asked them which day of the month it was, so they said it was the third day of the month. Which day of the week was it? So they say it's Tuesday. So Memela, that's already a stira. The third day of the month was on a Monday. So Taisa says, but what they're saying is worthless. Afilu leikivnu ezeyoyim. Afilu they weren't mechavin the same day of the week. Havaleichoizrinu magidim. So I don't accept this agode. This agode is worthless because since they said that it was on the third day of the month, which is Monday, so by saying now it was on Tuesday, they're saying fakert and the previous agode, and we have a klal kivin shehigid einei choyzer amagid. So they can never say fakert and the friedike agode. Vein yecholim larzer behem acher kedei dibur. So what is the purpose of asking them? If they're mechavin, so they're mechavin. So I know it without their saying it. And if they say fakert, so that agode is not acceptable. So why do we need this chakira? V'yeshloima, kiven design chakiris yalfina mikroi bepeirikoyu boitkin. Since we learn out from a posik that we need zayin chakiris, tzorech, we need shelo yakhishu ze'ezeh. We need, just like there's a haloche, that they shouldn't be makrish one the other, v'shelo yakhishu es atzmon, they shouldn't be makrish themselves. Now, exactly what is pshat in Teisvis Teretz? There seems to be a machlekes, the G'dayle Achreinim. The Nesivis and the Eir Sameach both say pshat in Teisvis, that Teisvis is telling us a chiddush. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that since the Torah was marbe, that there's Zayin Chakiris, that you have to ask which day in the week it was, even though I already know which day in the month it was. So the Torah was megale that the Haggadah was not nigmar yet. Before the Chakiris were not completely taken care of, so the Haggadah was a nigma. Now, by these two Chakiris, it's zikha understandable. You said which day in the month it was, but I still have to find out which day in the week it was. So that means that the whole halacha of kivin shehigit einei chayzer amagid, that is davke when the Haggadah was accepted already. And they bring down a Tesefta. The Tesefta says that what happens if Edim said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. And before the Drishin Chakira was Nigmar, they say, oh, we made a mistake. He didn't borrow $100. He borrowed $200. So the Tesefta says, before the Gemar of the Drishin Chakira, since we need the Drisha of a Chakira to accept the Yedis, so there's no din of Kivin Shehigit. The whole halacha of Kivin Shehigit, Einei Chayzer Amagid, is Davke, if the Haggadah was accepted already by Bezin, then the Edim cannot change their mind. The second Haggadah is worthless. But Kolzman, the Haggadah is still in an investigation process, you said this, and now with Deirish V'chayker, so it doesn't have a Teiris Haggadah. If it doesn't have a Teiris Haggadah, so it's never Kivin Shehigit, so he could say Fakert also. So that's how the Nesivis and their Samech Leim Shat in this Teisvis. They Leim Shat in Teisvis. If the Teire told us that there is a seventh Chakira, that there are seven Chakiris, you ask which day of the week it was, even though I already know which day in the month it was. So Vaisais, if the question is posed and there is a question, so Vaisais, he can say it was a different day of the week. So the Torah was Mechadish over here before the Gemar of the Chakiris, it doesn't have a Torah's Haggadah. And Memele, there is no din of Kivin Shehigid Einei Chayzer Amagid. That is how the Nesivis and Er Sameach Leim Shatan Taisvis. The Divir Yecheskel seems to learn Shatan Taisvis that is not true. No, that even though there is a din of Kivin Shehigid, and even though the second Haggadah, which is Saisa the first Haggadah, does not have a Teiris Haggadah, but there's a gzeiris hakosov shelo yakhishu zeh. That's a besunder gzeiris hakosov. Even though the second Haggadah does not have a teiris Haggadah, but if he's makrish himself, we will not be able to use his Haggadah. That is pshatn the gzeiris hakosov. But not that the emison there's no din of kivin shehigid before the drisha v'chakira is nigma. And I think the lashon of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is mashme like the Divrei Yecheskel. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, when he brings down Tosfos Teretz, he says as follows: Chakiris the gzeiris hakosov ki tov bechakiris. If they were toy in the chakiris, so they were makrish themselves in the chakiris, afilo ki havu magidim vechoizrim magidim. Even though it has a din of kivin shigid, they're choizrim magid. Botlilu, the chakira becomes bottle. So it would seem that they learned pshat, that not that the Torah was mechadish, that there's no din of kivin shehigid before the chakiras were nigma. No, the Torah was mechadish that even though he's einei chayzer magid to accept his agode, but it has a teiris agode to mevatel the friedik agode, and we will make that it's not acceptable anymore. Zabazunder gzeiris akosov shle yekhishu es atzmon in the chakiris. That's one teretz of Tosfos. Inami, nafke mine leechot oimer bebeis bechoydish veechot oimer begimul kedefrishis. The second teretz of Tosfos taka holds the kasha zamoyre de kekasha, and if the two edim said that the Maisa occurred Gimel B'chaydish, there's nothing more to ask, because it was Gimel B'chaydish, so it has to be that it occurred on Monday. So then, in such a case, you only need Sheish Chakiris. When do you need seven Chakiris? If we asked the Edim which day of the month it was, so one said it was Gimel B'chaydish, one said it was Beis B'chaydish. So it could be that either the Saisa one the other, and the Staka HaKhoshe, Or maybe it could be that they're like Roiv Anoshim, which are not Boki Bekviyah Diyache, so one of them could be does not know when Rosh Chodesh was. So in order to be Mevarer, this Shaila, if they attack a Seisa one the other, or one is making a mistake, what day of the Chodesh it really was, we ask them another kasha what day of the week it was. And if they both say it was the same day of the week, so we could be mevarer that one made a tois bekviya diach. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Ve'i amrit. We heard before we learned a memra of Rove, that Rove said, according to Rav Meir, a person, Edim, can make a tois in a 2-hour period. They can make a mistake. They could say that it's the beginning of Shtayim and really was the end of Shalosh. According to Rav Yehuda, a person can make a mistake in a 3-hour period. Frag the Gemara, V'yamrit toi inish kulehai. According to Rove, that Rove said that a person can make a mistake in the shois. Chakiris de eidish shah nami eidish yate yochel azime. So you can never be mazim the eidim with this chakiris. You ask the eidim, when did it occur? So they said the second hour of the day. So we say, oh, it can't be the second hour of the day because imono yisim. Oh, I made a mistake. It must have been the 3rd hour. So al koponim, so the chakiris, and if an eid can say this, if you say that a person makes a tois in 2 hours, or 3 hours, so the chakiris are not in any way enabling us to be mazim them. The omri, they'll say, miti kotinan, we made a mistake. So the chakiris are not helping us to be able to be mazim them. And for the gemara, the yavinu lohu kuli to'usayu. No, when we ask them what hour it is, so they tell us an hour, so then we figure out how great a tois a person can make, and when you're mazim them, you take the tois into consideration, and you have to be mazim them that on this whole period of hours, the 3-hour period, or whatever it is, imono ha'isa. Le Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir said that if Edim said that one said it was, that it was the 2nd hour of the day, one said it was the 3rd hour of the day, so Edusan Kayem is, Yavinu lohu, in order to be able to be mazim them, they have to be, the Edim Zaymim have to say that you were with us mitchila shori shayne at soif chomesh. You were with us from the 1st hour till the end of the 5th hour. Ubedinu, we'll see in Rashi klal the cheshbon. The neisav lumi korat vei. Really, he could be able to say the one that said that it wasn't the 2nd hour of the day. He could make a tois of 2 hours, so you should give him more than the shori shayne. Ubedinu denaisiv lumi korat vei. Alabein yamom lelelya loy toy inshe. We can't say he made a tois that it was laila because such a tois a person doesn't make. Ule Rabbi Yehuda yavinu lo mitchile shori shayne. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the case of Rabbi Yehuda was one eight said that it was shalish, one said it was chomesh. We give mitchile shori shayne vaad soif shishis. Ubedinu denaisiv lumi korat vei. Ella ben yamam lelelya loitanu inshi. A person doesn't make a mistake between night and day. Ubedinu denaisiv lekame tve. You should give him after we said we give him till soif shishis. You should give him more than soif shishis. Ella shebehei chama bemizrach or bezayim chama bemayrif. So again, a person would not make such a mistake to make a tois between sheva and chomish. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'amrit toi inshi kulehai, if Rav said that people can make such a mistake, chakiris be'ezer shonami, so even you ask them, which hour did the ritzich occur, ein lecha bo hazomi, you can't be mazim them with when they'll tell you what hour it occurred. Afilu kulei omar eini yedei, afilu says, I'm telling you which hour it was. Doki omar b'chomesh, because if he said it occurred the 5th hour of the day, Va'omri lein, you'll be mazim them, and they say bechomesh imanu ha'yisa, yochel loimer. So he'll say ba'arba ha'ya. So he'll say, "Attack! I made a mistake. Attack! It wasn't the 4th hour. Avol ta'isi. So me'meile so tzvaita edishi iata yochel azimam, because the time that a person says is flexible. Umishani di avinalu kula to asayu. That we include the oldest manim that could be that they were toye. Vim yesh mazimim kam. So if there are mazimim, yechaylim lahazim. Al yidei shah v'ta'usa, they'll be mazim them with the shah that you said, and will include the shahs that could be you were toye. V'loy ma'loy kol ha'shah v'ta'usa yisayimono. This whole span of time you were with us. L'rabi mei yedama adam toye bei shahs. According to Rabbi Meir, it says a person can make a toys in 2 hours. Yavinulu lahani dishtayim v'gimel. So if you have a kat of Edom, and one said that it occurred the second hour of the day, and one said that it occurred the third hour of the day, we give him the beginning of the first hour at Soif Chomish till the end of the fifth hour. Bein Shneim, for these two Edom. Lahai Dishtayim, the one that said that it happened in the second hour, Yevinu Leishori Shoyne, Ushniya, Ushlishis, Urevias. Lahai De Gimel, because the person make a toys in 2 hours. Lahai De Gimel, Yevinu Leoit Chamishis, Besuloi. Chiyomri Lei Dahai Dishtayim, Bishniye Monu Hoyiso, you were with us the second hour, Yesh Loimer, Teisi Shtei Shois, Lachoyrai. I made a mistake that it was really, that really was before the time I said, Umay Soye Berishayne. Void Hoyoloi Loime Mai Soye Kaidim Lerishayne Shach. As you really could say that it occurred even before the first hour. Alabain Yamoma Lelelye Leito Inshi. A person does not make a mistake between day and night. Chiyomri Lei. So if they tell him, Rishayne Ushniya Imonu Hayisa, you still can't be Mazamim. Yesh loy loy, me can say to Isi Beishois, Lifnesh Lelefonai, Lifnesh Lishis Arevius, I made a mistake, 2 hours. V'yomri lei, kol arba shois imonu ha'yisa, that from Shah Rishoyne till Shah Revius, Harei Huzam, Leval Sholish Name Yevina Lekame Rishoyne Ushniyem, Lebasre Yevinen Revius Vachamishis, Vimazmele Lekulo Chomesh Harei Huzam. So now, he'll also be Huzam. Ul Rabbi Yehuda Dama Adam Toye Gimel Shois, Yevine Lohu Lahanoch De Sholish V'Chomesh Da Airi Rabbi Yehuda Bohem, Mitchile Shori Shoyne, Ba'atsoif Shishis, Lobal Sholish Yevine Lekame Rishoyne Shniye, V'dinu Deneisev Leitvei, but do we say Ben Yamam Lelele Leito Inshi? Ala Ben Yamam Lelele Leito Inshi, Ula Basra Yevine Le Revius, Chamishis v'shishis, lebal chomei shevina lekamei reviyis o shlishis o shniye, lebas rei shishis. V'akati yehavlo lemeisev lei, you could give him more than the shishis, the one that said it was the chamishis. Elo haporish rab yudah ved yudah ben chomish l'sheva leitoi, sheva chomish chama b'mizrach, v'sheva b'mayrach. Zogt Rashi, v'chol hanach to'use di yavina lehu, that what we give them these toes, hani mili la'atzulinu ulamifterinu miktola. That means kolzman you weren't mazim them, and the whole man of the toys, so you can't kill them. So they can tine it that we made a mistake and it wasn't as man that you weren't with us. Avol mikol mokem, Rashi says mishok shehuzam echad mehem ba'oise shol levado b'shel achel. If the minute you mazim the first one, in that show he wasn't there, and the show afterwards he wasn't there, miyad botlo ha'edis, so the edis automatically would come botlo, v'afilu lo yehuzam v'toy shalafona. Toki omru lei lebal gimel, shlishis, mazim one of them, ki omru lebal gimel, shlishis urevias v'chamishis imonu ha'yisa. V'hutzrach loimer. So now we'll have to say, so that there was a Bal Gimel and a Bal Hei. So that we told the Bal Gimel, Shlishis, Urevias, Vachamishis, Imonu Hayis. Behutzrach Leimer, Bishniya Hoya. So he'll have to say that our Kocher had occurred in the second hour. Elishetaisi. So Mamela, that we hear the Shlishis and the Chamishis. So we now know that the Shlishis, that if it's true, it could only be, it was in the Shoshniya. So he can't be mitzudev with the Baal Chomesh. Rei nechle kaidusav, she'im bishniya haya maisa, en kan ela eidecha. Dachaveire oma b'chomesh, bishniya lachamishis loito. Salkoponim, so we don't have what to be mitzarev, how to be mitzarev, both eidim. Zogt Tosfos. Rab Meir yavine lohu mitchile shori shayna ad soif hei. Hiksheriva. Amai loy nitle hatois bimazimim. What did the Gemara say? How are you mazim eidim? According to Rab Meir, if you have eidim that were with them from the first hour till the fifth hour, so kaponim the zicha huza. That's the case. One said b'shtaim, one said b'sholish. Hiksheriva, why are you mazim them in such a case? Amai loy nitla hatois b'mazimim. Just like the nizoimim can make a tois, the mazimim could also make a tois. Uchsha'oimrim ha-mezimim immonu ha-yisim ha-tsoif hei. If they say that you are with us till the end of the fifth hour, noima, let us say, sheto, maybe the mazimim made a tos. Vikoru le-dalet hei. Maybe they call soif dalet, they call that soif hei. Va-maisa o-yobei. V'la-yiu mezomim bekach. So you can't be mazim them. So afilu you'll have eidim that are saying that from shori shoyna till shohei imonu ayisim, you can't be mazim them, because maybe the mazimim are making gatois, maybe they were only with them till shodal. Unehei she eidis mukreshesi shreioi say shomar shtayim. Loihoye yochelitois ad hei. Akrashi said the cheshbin, aber mikomokim muzomim loyiyu. So Taisvi says a yesod, that when do we think b'chlal, that a tois was made, that is davke if we have a problem. If one says shtayim, and one says shalosh, so we see either there's a hakroshe or a tois. So then we have to clear for a tois. Maybe there was a tois. Then we cheshbon with tois. But if two eidim say that the two of the mazimim will say that we were with you from the shori shoyne till the shor seif shor hamishis, so I have no right. Both of them are saying one's man. So then I don't clear bechlal that both of them made a tois. You only clear a tois if you see there's a contradiction between one and the other, then they say maybe one of them made a tois. But to say that both made a tois, toitalinen a tois klal, b'shnei eidim, k'defrish yisleel. So the emison, the zamir de kekashe, the reish yosef es the kashe, and the tois obey the peretz es the kashe. So let's go back. So what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked, how did the chakiris help? How did the chakiris help? We can tie that they made a tois. So what is the kasha? If two eidim said that it was b'shor shlishis, so Tyson says by two eidim, you're not toila tois. It's a finish. So if he said it wasn't shor shlishis, and he said amona, he says she could be mazim. So what's the gemara's kasha? Rosh Yosef asked this kasha, and the Tyson Rabbeinu Peretz asked the kasha. So the Tyson Rabbeinu Peretz says, ein hachanami. In such a case, when two eidim said that it occurred shoshlishis, say mechanami, there's no problem. But in the case of argimore, when one said shtayim and one said shalosh, and there is a mokim letois, so they also need eidim shatayochel azimam. So memela, in this case, where do you have eidim shatayochel azimam? Because over here, one could be made a tois. That the Gemara said, you give it kulo toisai. That's how the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says pshat na gemara. Now we'll get back to the psachim deke inyonim. We learned in the Mishnah nan rameya oima oichlin kol hay v'seirfin betchilas vov. That the fifth hour you're allowed to eat chometz v'seirfin betchilas vov. Rabbi Yehuda oima oichlin kol dalit Betoilin kol hei besofim betchila zvo. So Rashi had explained in the Mishnah, the Rameya holds that a person will not make a mistake, he won't be between hey and zayin. So Mameila, hey, you're allowed to eat. Vov and zayin, a person might make a mistake. So therefore, vov, you're not allowed to eat because he might be zayin and he'll think that it is vov. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, he might make a mistake by hey. And they'll think that Zion is hay, and they'll eat it. So therefore they answered Shoch HaMishis also. Frag the Gemara, La Abaya Alibe de Rameya. According to Abaya, according to Rameya. We have a Rameya in the Mishnah. So Abaya in the first Lashon said, the Omar in Odom Toye Veloiklo. That Abaya said, according to Rameya, a person does not make a mistake at all. Veloiklo, that what one said shtayim and one said shaloshim mitzarev daidis, because I say shtayim means seif shtayim, and shalosh means tchilas shalosh, and the same zman. Ein adam toye v'loy klum is neichel kula shis. So why can't a person eat the sixth hour? Let him eat the whole sixth hour. The sixth hour it's mutter to eat. The isar achila starts in the seventh hour. And if a person does not make a tois, the person does not make a toys, so l'chayre, let him eat the whole sixth hour. So why did they ask for the sixth hour? Tuvia Hama asked me, l'chayre, what's the kasha? We see, the Gemara says in the beginning of Broches, that by Kochim, the mitzvah is, you're allowed to eat it kol alayla. And why did Chazal say ad chatzais? Laharik esa'odah min aveira. So Rashi says that if a person will be able to eat the whole night, he might come to eat after alois hashachar. So therefore, they took away half of the night. They took away half of the night. So to make sure, laharik esa'odah min aveira. So there, no one asks a psakasha. No one makes a toys between in 6 hours. Vafal pikein, it's aini nechal alat chatzais. And why over here is, so here the Gemara is saying, if a person doesn't make a mistake, so he should be able to eat the whole 6th hour. My shvogar, my shapolak wanted a tiny, it could be there's a difference between kochim and chometz. Kochim, there's a mitzvah to eat. So a person is involved in the mitzvah. He's torah in the mitzvah. So if a kert, the involvement in the mitzvah, that's dangerous. He wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kochim, so he'll be eating and eating and eating, shouldn't become nicer. He might come to eat after alois hashach and be over on the isar koris. That means the mitzvah could be his matred him, and therefore Chazal were afraid. So Chazal had to make a barrier that he's only allowed to eat kochim till chatzais. But here we're speaking about achilas chulin. There's no mitzvah to eat chametz. So memela, if he's aware of the time and he doesn't make a mistake, so let him eat the whole 6th hour. And first eight, so will come the 7th hour. There's nothing motivating him and pushing him to continue eating. So when it becomes the 7th hour, he'll stop. Al koponim is so that's the Gemara's kasha. Neichel kulashis. The second lotion that Abaye had in Rameya, that a person makes a slight mistake. Namashu, in a minute or 2 minutes, is Neichel Atzaivshish. Why did Rameya say that the whole 6th hour you're not allowed to eat? That's Neichel Atzaivshish. That's Akasha according to Rameya. Now, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to eat the 5th hour because he might make a mistake. It might be the 7th hour and I think it's the 5th hour. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Doma Odom Toye Chatzisho is Nechel at Palgadishis. So, you should eat till the most a person makes a choice is a half an hour. So, let him eat the first half of the 6th hour. Lach lishne nami da amrit odam toye shomashu neichol atzoife. So why is it that according to Rabbi Meir you're not allowed to eat the 6th hour and according to Rabbi Yehuda you're not allowed to eat the 5th hour? So it's a kasha on the bay. Omar Abaye, Eides mesura lezrizem chometz lakel mosel. That Abaye said that there are Eidim, and then there's the Hamoinam. The person comes to say Eidis, Eidi Nefoshes, and he knows that it'll be questioned by Bezdin, and they're going to be Drishes and Hakiris. So Memele, if he undertakes to go to be an Eid, to be from Eidi Nefoshes, he knows that he has to be Boki Bishois, because they're going to ask him, they're going to question him. So Memele, Eidi Nefoshes, if they undertake to be Eidim on this Inyan, there's Rizim, that they're Takiboki. And therefore, if there's any stira between the two Eidim, so Sarai, it's Eidis Mekreshes. Because the Eidim don't make a toys. But Achilas Chometz is Nimsa for the Hamoinam. The Hamoinam makes Tousim. So now we have here a new gather. How great a toys does the Hamoinam make? We didn't know anything about that. That's what Amish does Megala. So Rameya holds the Hamoinam can make a toys in an hour. Therefore, Shoshishis, you're not allowed to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Hamoinam can make a toys in 2 hours. Therefore, you have to stop eating by Shoshishis. That is Abayis Teretz. Neichel Atsoiv Shishis. Doho mina toire einai osa. Ela misha ovru sheish. The Torah said it's only also to eat after sheish. Rabban lama lehu da'oved ha'choke b'midi d'loitoi in shibay. So why did Chazal make a ha'choke? So l'choire, let us just ask a shtikul ha'ore. We had on the Avdalad Omed Beis, we're going to have a lot of problems with that which we had on the Avdalad Omed Beis. But the Avdalad Omed Beis, we had a Minchas Chinuch, a Ramban, that is Mavaya, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu according to Shitas Rashi, and what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu according to Shitas HaTosfos? So the Minchas Chinuch says as follows, according to Shitas Rashi, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is that as soon as it comes the seventh hour, the chometz should be destroyed. That means Tashbisu is not I should start destroying after the seventh hour. Tashbisu is that by the seventh hour it should be destroyed. By the seventh hour it should be destroyed. So what is the Gemara's cut? And according to Tosfos, L'chaira, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is when it becomes the seventh hour, you should start destroying the chometz. That is Shitas HaTosfos. So now we're learning Rashi. So according to Rashi, it has to be destroyed by the seventh hour. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is let him, if he doesn't make a mistake, let him eat the whole sixth hour. So l'chayra, what's it? Let him eat the whole sixth hour, but it has to be destroyed by the seventh hour. So l'chayra, that's no kasha. I mean, I'm eating it. Whatever I'm eating, it all, by the seventh hour, it won't be here anymore. It's also destroyed. If there's any other chometz, I'll burn it. I mean, what's wrong in eating it? The Gemara's asking, it has to be destroyed by the seventh hour. So very good. How do you destroy it? You can do many ways of destroying it. You can burn part of it. But let me eat part of it. Why can't I eat the chometz? But if I eat part of the chometz and I burn part of the chometz, so when it comes the seventh hour, it will be destroyed. The three quarters of the chametz will be burnt, will be disposed of, and one quarter I'll eat. So why can't I eat? So l'chayre, according to Rashi l'shitosi, there's no problem. Why can't I, there's no problem. How can you eat the whole sixth hour? You can eat, and when it'll come the seventh hour, it will be destroyed. It won't be around. Now what should be afraid of? He might continue eating in the seventh hour. Now Abaye said, according to Rameh, people do not make mistakes in time. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that let him eat the whole sixth hour. And for the Gemara, Eidus misura lezrizim. Ein odom bo lohoyid al anefesh. A person will not undertake to be meyit. Dini nefoshes elim kein boki bishoyis. He has to be a boki bishoyis. Lofi sheyedeyu shesoifa lidorish bedrisha vechakire. So whoever undertakes to be an aid from the aid in nefoshes, he's a boki. Havul chometz ala keil mutu. But chometz, everyone is the isa chometz is on everyone. Vishayin boki bishoyis toyebem. So therefore, they gave different zmanim. According to Ramei, a person can make a tois and a shoh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a tois and two shoys. Let us see toisvis. Now this toisvis is sheklach. Nechol kula shis. Lav davke kula shis. So toisvis says, the Gemara does not mean to ask that he should eat the whole 6th hour. Da tzorich lisroif teich sheish. He has to burn it. He has to burn it in the 6th hour. So the Gemara does not mean that he should eat it the whole 6th hour. Now, Taisvis is a pella. Why did Taisvis set klor on Davdala Damed Beis that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts in the beginning of the 7th hour? Then there's a mitzvah Achbiyem Arish and Tashbisu. So what is Taisvis saying? Lav davka kula shista tzorch lisraif teich sheish. Rabbeinu David brings down Taisvis, and the Rabbeinu David understands Pshat and Taisvis as follows. It is a stira with the Taisvis right, the Taisvis before the Avdalah Damed Beis, but the Rabbeinu David understood as follows. That Taisvis held that since by the beginning of the 7th hour, the chometz has to be destroyed. The chometz, Taisvis held that the chometz has to be destroyed by the beginning of the 7th hour. That's what Taisvis held. So therefore, Taisvis held that you have to start destroying it towards the end of the 6th hour in order that when it comes the 7th hour, it should be destroyed already. That is Pshat and Taisvis. So number one, we have here a stire from this Taisvis to Taisvis Avdalah Damed Beis. That's one problem. But number two, and this shtik Torah alone, the Rabbeinu David does not understand. He says there's a tremendous difference. He once mentioned the svare. There's a tremendous difference between the lav of Bal Yemotzei and the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. The lav of Bal Yemotzei means that there shouldn't be found in your house chometz. So therefore, if the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Soil Lo Yemotzei Bevoteichem, that you're not allowed to have any chometz in your house, 7 days of Pesach, Akochach, that means you have to get rid of the chometz before the Shivas Yomim. Because it says, Shivas Yomim Soil Lo Yemotzei Bevoteichem. So there, the Rabbeinu David says, there Taisvis, in the lav of Bal Yemotzei, Taisvis is very understandable. That in order to make sure that you shouldn't have chometz 7 days, you have to get rid of the chometz before the 7 days. You can't start getting rid of the chometz in the beginning of the 7 days, because the Torah said, Lo Yemotzei. But the Rabbeinu David says, in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Torah said you should start destroying it as soon as it becomes the 7th hour. So why do you have to start before? Let us go and let him eat till the whole 6th hour, and then whatever is left over, he can go and destroy the 7th hour. So that is one kasha that the Rabbeinu David asks on Taisvis. But Al Koponim, we see from the Rabbeinu David that he understood Pshat and Taisvis is, he understood Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis held that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is that it has to be destroyed by the 7th hour. So therefore, you cannot eat the whole 6th hour. You have to, towards the end of the hour, you have to start destroying it. Now, he brings, but we mentioned before Asvore, Afilo we will say that I feel we will say that it has to be destroyed by the beginning of the 7th hour. What's wrong with eating it? When I'm eating it, it'll also be destroyed. When it comes to the 7th hour, there won't be any chometz. So Be'emesin, the Rabbeinu David brings down the Ramban. The Ramban said that he can eat it the whole 6th hour because of this svore. She'acher she'enoy toye klum, this is the Loshna Ramban, since a person doesn't make a mistake, Ein loy el sheyachometz mevua kodim shetaslo shviyis. A person just has to make sure there's no chometz around by the beginning of the 7th hour. Ve'im ochloy, so if he ate up the chometz the 6th hour, yotzo. Shnei b'shasa teirayu, the sixth hour it's permitted to eat the chametz. V'rashoyu lecha le'levaya. So the Ramban also held, like Taisvis, like this Taisvis, that the mitzvah is that it should be mushbis, the beginning of the seventh hour. V'av al pikein, the Ramban did not want to say that lechol kulashis is lavdavka. You could eat it the whole sixth hour, and it'll also be mushbis by the seventh hour, because whatever you ate is not around. So, and in this shtickle, the Rabbeinu David explains what Taisvis held. Taisvis held that the Pasuk is telling us that by the seventh hour it should be mushbis, it should be destroyed. The word hashbasa means that it is not around through a oifen of destruction. Eating is a constructive way of using the chametz. It is not destroying the chametz. So the Rabbeinu David explains that Tosfos held that if the Pasuk says that by the seventh hour the chametz has to be completely destroyed, so you cannot eat keseder till the seventh hour, because it comes that this chelik of the chametz was not destroyed, it was used up. So therefore Tosfos says the Gemara means you could eat most of the sixth hour, and the chametz that is left over, you have to see that it should be destroyed by the seventh hour. So that's how Taisva says, Neichel Kuloshis. So Kuloshis is Lavdavke Kuloshis. So Bemis and the Mephoshim ask on Taisva, so in the seventh hour. And number two, this Taisva held Nochmel, that if I'll eat up the Chomet, it's not considered that the Chomet was destroyed by the seventh hour. That you have to get rid of the chametz. The chametz has to not be around through a process of destruction, not through achila. That's how Taisvis learned. But Rashi, we don't have to say this whole shtick toich in Rashi. Rashi, we could say kipshutoi, that the Gemara, the Rashi could be held like the Ramban, that let him eat it up the whole sixth hour, and by the seventh hour, it's not around anymore. So the Gemara's teretz was, according to Abaye, that Eidus Mesura Lezrizim Chometz Lakel Mosav. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rove, the Rove Alibe de Rameya, Rove said, according to Rameya, the Oma Odom Toyesh Tei Shois Chosa Masha, a person can make a mistake in 2 hours. So how could Rameya say that you're allowed to eat Chometz the fifth hour? Mitchilas hey loy nechel. He shouldn't start eating already from the beginning of the fifth hour, because a person makes a mistake in 2 hours. So the Gemara says no. Even though a person makes a mistake in 2 hours, but the seventh hour he'll never think this is the fifth hour. Why? Because hey chamo b'mizra, v'zayin chamo b'mayas. So Memele, so if he sees that the Chama is not b'mizrachaisa, so he knows that it's not the fifth hour anymore. So Memele, so he won't make him. So Memele, that's why you don't have to asa the fifth hour. So if a person is guided by the sun, by the position of the sun when it changes direction, ihochi b'shis nami nechel. So let him eat the sixth hour also. Because if he sees it's Mairev, so if the sun is now a Mairev, the sun starts going, sun starts going towards Mairev, the beginning of the seventh hour. So when he sees the sun is in a Mairev dike position, so he'll know it's not the sixth hour and it's not the fifth hour. So he won't eat. So Memele, so why did he ask, so why did Rameya ask for the 6 hour? Yochi bishis nami necho. Oma Rav Ade Barave, shis yoime bekarnese koi. Now let us see Rashi, what does this mean? Zot Rashi, bechomesh chamo bemizrech, u besheva bemayrech. Bechomet einei osa elo besheva. A person will never make a mistake. He will never, if the sun is b'mayrev, he won't think that it's the shor hamishis. So memela, therefore he can eat the fifth hour. let him eat the sixth hour also. Da b'sheish adayin leinotza chama letzad mayot. B'shoshishis, the chama is not going towards mayot. Ela be'emtza ha-rekiya. It is in the middle of the rekiya. Zrichosa tachteha b'reish kol odom ve'ein tzeil noite loy lekan v'loy lekan ela tachta. So, we had said, we had Rashi before, Daf Yudalef Amud Beis had explained that, like this, a person can always tell the position of the sun from the shade. When the sun is in B'mayrib, so the tail is L'mizrach. When the sun is L'mizrach, the tail is L'mayrib. So, Memela, so the Gemara is Takashe, that when the Chamo is B'shosh Shishis, there's no tail. So, Memela, so if he sees tail going towards Mizrach, he knows this is the seventh hour already. So Memela, so why did they ask, so there's no Mokim Litois that this is the sixth hour or the fifth hour? It would be the sixth hour, there wouldn't be any tzeil. Be the fifth hour, the tzeil would be Noita L'mayrit. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, Yoima Chama, the sun, Beikar Nesekoi, the sun, the sixth hour, Be'emtza Rekia, when it is in the middle of the Rekia, Kroive lintois lemizrach, or kroive lintois lemayrev. Estes, so the Gemara is, ve'ein oimdim oleho. So the translation of Beikarnese is that when it's in the process of changing, it was going mizrach. It was mizrach. Shoshvius, it's going towards mayrev. Going in a different direction. So when it's in the Shoshishis, which this is the Mokim, that we're changing the direction from Mizrach to Meiret, so in that Matzev, Kroive Lintois Le Mizrach, Kroive Lintois Le Meiret, Vein Oim Dimolel, that means Shoshishis, in Shoshishis, it could look like it's a little Meiretdik. So Memele, if a person would look at the sun and it's a little mayrivdik, so he won't be convinced that it's shoshvius. Shoshvius is also, it can look a little mayrivdik. So memele, that's why, so shoshvius is not enough of a beer to make sure he won't make a toys. Shochamishis, which is real mizrach, so then he won't make a tois, because then it be chamishis chamo b'mizrach. So now he sees it's mayrivdik, so he knows it's not shor chamishis. But it could be shor shishis, because shor shishis you can't ein oim demaleh, and it looks, it's kreiva lintais la mayriv, ein oim demaleh. Ulohochi nokat lishne de beikarnese, Buloi nokat bei mitzi de dorim koi, vishe galgol chamo, she chamo seveves boi ogolu, vidover ogol ein chiluk arba ruchois nike boi, umizrochoi misagol ad chatzi de roimoi ve chatzi tzvoinoi, umerzi palgi dorim besoif mizrach veroish mailo. Now, Rashi seems to be asking as follows. The Gemara's kasha was that the Shoshishis is, that's a, the Zman of Shoshishis is, you can tell the difference between Shishis and Shvius. So the Gemara said no. That the Shoshishis, it's between the two extremes of Mizrach and Meiret. Between the two extremes of Mizrach and Meiret, and Memele, so you can't tell the difference. Now, the Emerson, the sun does not go, it goes, Heilach al-Dorim. The sun starts going Mizrach, and then it goes to Dorim. It's the Emerson, it doesn't, and then from Dorim it goes towards Meiret. So, there's really not, it is not true that there's a Zman
when it is Bein Mizrach Lemaira, Bein Mizrach Lemaira, it would seem that when the Mizrach ends, the Maira begins, and in this point, it's difficult to discern if it's Maira, if it's Mizrach. It's Rashi had a kasha, it's not true. It doesn't go from Mizrach to Maira. It goes Mizrach Dorim Maira. It goes to, from Chatzi Dorim, it starts going towards Maira. So it is not between Mizrach and Ma'ariv, it is between, it's Bem Tzarekir, between Dorim and Ma'ariv. Then it starts going towards Ma'ariv. So Rashi answers as follows. That is Rashi's kasha. Lohochi noket lishne de bei karnes, v'loi noket bei mitzi de Dorim koim. The Gemara does not say that it is in Chatzi Dorim, and in the matzav of Chatzi Dorim, which is the truth. The sibub of the chama is a circle. The dover ogul ein chilik arba ruchais nikerboy. That means something that's round. You cannot discern when the mizrach ends or when the dorim starts. Umizrach is a memele. We call it mizrach. Umizrachi misagel at chatzi deroymoy. So that means if you have a double ogul, we will say this whole ruach, this whole semicircle, that's the ruach mizrach. The other semicircle is the ma'ariv, which in Yesod is not true. That means there's a place where mizrach ends and dorim starts, or when tzofen starts. But in a circle, since it's difficult to discern where the dorim starts and the mizrach ends, so therefore the Gemara says a loshen, that Keilo, the Mizrach and the Ma'ariv come together. It looks like the Mizrach ends by Palgi Dorim, besides Mizrach v'Roish Ma'ariv. Al Kaponim, the teretz of the Gemara is, that a person can, the Shoshishis is not muchach that a person could think the Shviyas is the Shishis, because the Shishis also looks a little Ma'arivdik. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. Let us see Taisus. Lahach lishne de Odom toye show mashu, nechol at soif chomish. The Gemara said, let him eat at soif chomish. Yeah, Afilu toa b'shtei shoyz. So Taisus says, really, this kasha is not totally in that what Abaye said, that an Odom is toye shoa mash according to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu toa b'shtei shoyz. Afilu is a person makes a toys and two shoyz. So yochel achshus nechel atzoyf chomesh, shebechomesh chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'mayrach. The Gemara didn't have to ask this as what Abaye said. The Gemara could have asked as what Rabbi Yehuda himself said. That b'chomesh chama b'mizrach b'sheva chama b'mayrav. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should eat the fifth hour. B'shis chama bei karnes akoy. So the Gemara answered that the shoshishis is difficult to differentiate between the shoshvis. Hiksheriva labaye the omar la Rabbi Yehuda the omar odom toye chatzisha. Abaye said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a tois a chatzi sho. That's number one. Number two, betolinin a tois pishnei. And we say, Abaye also said, that was what Abaye had said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one said it was b'sholich, the other said it was b'chomech. So Rabbi explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is good. You know why this is good? Because I say shalish means saif shalish, chomish means trilas chomish. They're an hour apart. So Abaye said, and really the ma'isa occurred b'chatzi alba, and each one made a mistake a half an hour. So that's how Abaye said pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hiksherivo, labaye the omer Rabbi Yehuda the omer odom toye chatzi sho. A person, that's the most a person makes a tois. But alinen ha tois b'shneim in Cain. Echad oimer behei, ve'echad oimer b'sheva. And we're just saying now, the sixth hour is, you can't, from the sun, the matzav of the sun in the sixth hour can't tell us anything. So Memele im Kain Echad Oime Behei Ve'echad Oime B'Sheva. So there the Gemara says, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no good. Amai Eidusam B'Teila. Why is Eidus bottle? Kiven Da'ina Keira B'Tchila Sheish L'Zayin. In this hour there's no Heker. So let us say as follows. Name Hai Dekoma Hei B'Seif Hei V'Hai Dekoma Zayin B'Tchila Zayin. And the Maisa really occurred the middle of the sixth hour. So Taisus has a kasha on Abaye. Taisus Abaye said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person can be tailored the toys in both of them. You can say the toys was that this man was, both of them made a toys. And each one can make a toys a chatzisho. So memele, so let chomesh be saif chomesh, and sheva be tchila sheva. And let's say it was b'chatzishesh. B'yeshloima, d'ho dekoma shis chamo be'karnesekoi. That's what the Gemara said, that in the sixth hour, you can't see. That means that a person could think in the seventh hour, that it's really the sixth hour. V'tov bein tchila sheish l'zayin, haynu chometz de lakel moso, avol eidis mesure l'zrize. So Mamelus HaTaisis in the first Eretz wants to say that eidim would not, you can't, an eid would not, would is able to differentiate between the sixth hour and the seventh hour. So Mamela, you cannot say that what he said in the seventh hour, because it really was the half of the sixth hour. Even though in the half an hour he can make a tois, but in Beikarnes he won't make a tois. He can differentiate the difference between the massive of the sun was Beshar Shishis to the massive that it was Betchila Shviyis. So Mele, Edim is Mesura Lezrizim, and it doesn't apply the Svara of Beikarnes. Inami, Hach shinuye the comma beikarnesekoi, or could be bechlal this whole teretz that Rove had said that you can't differentiate the sixth hour. Less leila baya baya bechlal doesn't hold this whole shtik teire. So memele, so the kash is in shvet. He holds everyone can differentiate by the sixth hour. The reason 6 hours is also because people make tours in a show. Inami harshinui de komar beikarnesekoi. Inami harshinui de komar beikarnesekoi. Less lay la abaya. He said, so what does abaya hold? He says, abaya holds that one can differentiate. But that Isis, he holds that everyone can differentiate. So b'zeh is doch schwer, Isis. So why, according to, so why did they answer the sixth hour? Why did they answer the sixth hour? When it's the seventh hour, even though a person makes a toys, but we have here a simon of the sun. We have here a simon of the sun, that the sun is now in the sixth hour. Thank you, Nish. L'chayre, it's difficult to understand what Taisus is answering. Hachshinu de koma beikarnesekoi les leilabai. He doesn't hold of this teretz. So l'chayre doesn't hold of this teretz. So why did they ask shoshishis? We have to be mevare what pshat and Taisus is. Let us just go a little further. The Rove Alibe de Rab Yehuda, the Oma Odom Toya Gimel Shois Chosa Mashu. So now the Gemara asks that Rove Alibe de Rab Yehuda. Rove said according to Rab Yehuda, the Oma Odom Toya Gimel Shois Chosa Mashu, Mitchilas Talad Loinechu. So you shouldn't eat already from the beginning of the fourth hour. Because a person can make a toys in 3 hours. So the Gemara says, no, hey chamo b'mizrach, v'sheva chamo b'mayrev. Sheva is chamo b'mayrev. V'chol shkein dalet. So the dalet is zicha chamo b'mizrach. So memele, Therefore, we are not afraid that he'll think it's the fourth hour and he'll be eating chametz. He sees that the chametz b'mizrach. Ihochi behei nami nechel. Frag the Gemara. So if you say that chamo b'mizrach is sufficient, chamo b'mizrach is sufficient that he won't make a toitz, so the fifth hour, according to you, you also should eat the chametz b'mizrach. Yochi beinami nechel. Tirgime abaya libe de rove, edis mesura lezrizim, chomet lakel mosa. That edim is mesura lezrizim, so they can differentiate between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. Other people who are not zrizim already, so since the fifth hour is not an extreme mizrach, so they can perhaps make a mistake. But Dalet, everyone can differentiate between Dalet and Zayin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi metchilas arba loy nechel, tohotoi sheish v'chomesh v'arba, mishami shomile l'Rab Yehuda da'oma bein chomesh lo sheva loy toi v'chosh ken arba. Eides mesura lezrizim, v'hilkach moidi bo Rab Yehuda da loy toi bein chomesh lo sheva. Avul chomeitz lakel moso, v'tou. And they can make a mistake. But to make such a mistake between Dalet and Zayin that they won't do. So that's how Abaye answered, according to Rava, there's a heker b'chamet. And Bemisin, it's muchach like that from the previous taisvis, because the previous taisvis says, Allahach lishna dodam toye shoa mashu, nechel atsayf chomech. So taisvis says, the Gemara could have asked, that afilu to b'shtei shois also should eat chomech, because chomech chama b'mizrach. B'sheva chama b'mayrim. So the Gemara could have asked this kasha. And so what is so if the Gemara could have asked the kasha, what is the teretz on this kasha? So the teretz on this kasha is chomech lakel moso. So we see klar in the Gemara that by lakoil they cannot be matchin the din of chop by chomish chamo lemizrach by sheva chamo lemayrav. The Yad Yehuda also asks Akasha, the Rosh Yosef asks Akasha, if according to the second teretz of Tosfos that Abaye does not hold the whole halacha of shis bekarnese, so why did Rabbi Yehuda say by Edim, Chomesh, if Zayim or Chomesh, Zayim or Sheva, it is no good, he should have said a bigger Chiddush, because Chomesh, Chamel, Mizrach, Sheva, Chamel, Abayich, we should have said a Zayim or Bishis, Zayim or Sheva, it is no good, since he doesn't hold the Svara of Shis Bekarnes. He brings a Teret from the Mashal, that if he would, he couldn't say Shis and Sheva, because could Shis could mean would be Soif Shis, and Sheva could be is Trila Sheva. And then it would be good.